Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 23rd, 2021, and this is episode 37 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal when I record these podcasts is to inspire you to start the thought process and hopefully to spur conversation. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even deeper, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we talked about the challenge of bringing humanity into the permanently remote or hybrid practices. One thing that many people have missed over the past 12 months is human contact. For myself, I went from getting on 50 airplanes a year and flying around the country to work with clients and speak at conferences to, frankly, sitting in my basement for 12 months. Many firms, early in March of 2020, said there was no way that they could, quote-unquote, go remote. But they did. What happens to the culture built in an on-site, in-person firm when it goes remote, especially suddenly? And what happens if it stays remote or morphs into some sort of hybrid model going forward? Is there a way to feel connected on a human level if you only ever see your coworkers or your staff via Zoom? If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 36. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is I host Context and Clarity, and I participate in some of the conversations that are going on inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have a link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining that group and maybe joining in some of the live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue on the theme of humanity in the face of technology by talking about business development. Many architects are finding themselves very busy right now, maybe even overwhelmed. So what do you do as the inquiries are flooding in? How do you handle that? Especially when you're overwhelmed. I, for one, think that you need to respond to all of those inquiries. But that's a lot of work. You have to decide whether or not the inquiry represents a good lead. Is it possible that this person is your ideal client? Does this project even fit with what you do? How do you weed through these things? How do you respond? There are lots of technology tools that can help, but here's a real question, especially as it relates to this week's theme. If your goal is to feel like the right fit to your ideal client, is there a way to use technology in this process and not take the human touch away? On the flip side, I remember a week where our team interviewed 3 different prospective clients in 1 week, to the tune of at least 10 or 12 man hours by the time we prepped and we met and we debriefed, only to realize that none of those projects were going anywhere. How do you balance these things? Is there a way to keep the human connection while making this process easier on you? Your questionnaire is great. Your scheduling software is great. But I'm looking for an architect, not trying to buy architecture from Amazon.com. This is what I want to talk about in our Context and Clarity conversation today. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.